brilliant.
I got your card yesterday.
You did?
Yeah,
did
sweet.
You like your card?
I like the picture of the kids on the dock and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we went out to our members and got that.
Yeah, thank you.
Representative Kaufman, members of the committee, my name is Linda Gifford. I had hoped to be in the neither for nor against category, although I always hate that. I'd rather say we're both for and against, as opposed to neither for nor against. I represent the Maine Association of Realtors. Some of my members, obviously, were here today. And I think in saying that we're both for and against, we are clearly, and I think you heard that from the people here today, we are for birds. We are for the environment. That's what makes Maine special. That's what gives my 5,400 members jobs and all of the related industries, which total about 68,000 jobs total in the state, according to a report that we had done. So we're for the birds and for the environment, but we're also for the people and for the landowners and for process. And we invite and look forward to working with you as we go forward on one of these ideas, whether it turns out to be repeal or whether it turns out to be Senator Ray's bill. We like very much the concepts in that one, but we've heard a lot, you know, DEP and Commissioner Littell surprised us today, and we were thrilled with treating the inland blue zones in that bill. So we think there's a lot on the table for you to consider. We are particularly interested in a piece which is in your bill with Commissioner Littell, which I've spoken to Senator Ray about, and that is retroactivity of whatever you choose to do. You have a lot of my members who helped people make apparently bad in retrospect decisions because they didn't know what the law was, what the rules were from June 8th forward for a number of months. But that extends to attorneys who did title searches, appraisers who did appraisals, lenders who made loans. There's an awful lot of people who need some protection with retroactivity back to June 8th in whatever you do. And that is not in Senator Ray's bill, but I did talk to him about it, and he thought that was fun. So I will be at the work session. Ain't democracy great? So this has been a great day, and I applaud everyone around the room and all the patients, and thank you very much. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Gifford. I know Hancock County and Washington County can work well together in this. Representative Duchesne.
Thank you. I got the card, too, so I was looking forward to the opportunity to ask. No, actually, what I hear you saying is you're for birds, you just wish they were in a more convenient place.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I've found, because I've been here way longer than probably many of you, is that sometimes this process just brings an issue to the forefront, and that's what really needs to happen. And once it's there, everybody's aware of it, and it seems to work pretty well. I think, you know, an awful lot of people would welcome being part. In fact, I think Representative Kaufman said that to one of your constituents, my members, that there are a number of people who would seek property, you know, to be near the birds and do some protection. So just bringing the issue up and out there, you know, maybe it means that the birds need to move a little bit because there are places where, you know, the development needs to go on for jobs and for people and for land values and property rights. And maybe there are other places where the land can be purchased by some fund that we've got out there. But I think we can work through some of those issues. But having the discussion has certainly been an enlightening opportunity, and we appreciate it.
It sounds like you sort of join me in what I think will eventually come out, so let me bounce this off you. Whenever there's a major change of any kind, mm-hmm. there's this whole period where we have to work out the wrinkles, get used to the protocol, and then we all get used to it, and we move on to some other big issue. Mm-hmm. Do you foresee that happening?
I think eventually with some changes. I think this was too far, too fast, too much, not enough dialogue. I think we're going to get there, but this was more painful than most ways of you describing how we get to places. This was more painful, I think. And hopefully we will come away from that learning from the process.
Okay. That's a very Representative Wagner.
I haven't talked enough today, and I feel the need. Mainly, I want to know why I didn't get a card.
Well, I'm surprised. We'll make sure that you get one, because it's a very cute picture. In fact, I bet I have one right here that I can give to you.
Secondly,
yes.
Oh, don't say that out loud, Bob. Oh,
there you go.
Super. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you. Secondly,
yes.
Would the realtors consider developing a test which measures your affinity for birds? and only sell to people who...
reach a certain threshold of burdenness, we'll consider it.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure to have
okay.
you here
Thank
and
you.
To continue on the journey with you, respected
Thank
colleague.
You.